You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois. I'm Vanessa Ferguson, and joining me today is Molly Pickering with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. Molly, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Should we mention, too, that if you don't recognize Molly, she recently got married, so congratulations as well.
Thank you so much.
So, Molly, we want to learn a little bit about you and how long you've been in Illinois. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So I've been here my whole life. I was born and raised in Elkhart, Illinois. My parents and most of my extended family are farmers, so I was raised on a fourth-generation corn and soybean farm. I studied Spanish in college and, you know, tried to get out of Illinois. Worked abroad for a little bit, but those family ties were really strong. So I'm here, and I've been working with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance for the last 8 years now, going on nine. And as much as I, you know, wanted to get out of Illinois, now I am like the biggest champion for Illinois.
Yeah.
and love living here. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, that is something that we hear a lot is some of us, we don't always think we're going to be here. And then once we do decide to stay, we realize, you know, we really love it. It's a great place to have your family or be around family. And I do have a quick question for you, though. Where did you go abroad?
I worked in the Dominican Republic for a year. I taught English over there on the island for a year and then came back.
That's awesome. I love those really far out experiences, you know, not just outside the city, outside the state, but really going worldwide.
Totally. It was amazing. Everybody should either study or work abroad at some time in their life. Huge advocate for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. You know, you mentioned that you've got these family ties to agriculture, but what made you want to join this group specifically?
It's kind of a funny story. I didn't know about Illinois Stewardship Alliance when I first applied for the position. Actually, I had just come back home from the Dominican Republic, and my dad was trying to get me back into kind of the agriculture field, and he saw an ad for the ISA in the paper, and he thought it was the Illinois Soybean Association, which is a common ISA, two ISAs out there. But when I looked at it further, I realized it was Illinois Stewardship Alliance. I got on the website, I looked at their mission, and I was really pulled towards their mission, which was really more about small-scale agriculture and creating economically viable, environmentally sustainable, socially just local food systems. And that really spoke to me. And so I applied for a position that I was vastly underqualified for, and I didn't get that job. But they asked, when another position opened up, they asked me to come back and work in kind of the outreach and communications department. And so I got that position, and then I've just kind of done a little bit of everything at the Alliance since then. So
yeah. You know, I want to talk about the staff because I love how everybody has a tie into agriculture. But first, for those listening that are not sure what we're talking about, can you kind of explain what is the Illinois Stewardship Alliance? We know it's not the Soybean Alliance. You've cleared that up, but what is it?
So we are a statewide nonprofit organization, and we bring farmers and eaters together to solve problems in the food system. So a lot of times that looks like changing policy, changing the regulations to make sure that we're supporting some of the things that we want to see that are going to help build those just and regenerative food systems.
Yeah, and we'll definitely get more into some of those problems and what those are and what we all can do. But as I mentioned, I want to talk about the staff because your bios are some of the most fun bios I've ever read on a website. And we do a lot of research here, so I read a lot of staff bios. And it sounds like you've got a great group of people who, like I said, are really committed and have interest in their own unique way to agriculture. And I think I saw that you raise chickens as well. So do you want to speak to the kind of people that you're working with and their interest in this industry?
Yeah. So our staff is amazing. I love every one of them. And it's a small staff. You know, we have five people on staff right now, but many of them come from farming backgrounds. But really, some of them, you know, not everyone has actual like farming history. A lot of them also are just coming from the position of people who care about the food system or had some kind of moment where they were like, I care about the way food is produced. I care about what ends up on my plate. I care about the environment and the outside impact that agriculture has on the environment. So while some of us have farming backgrounds, some of us are coming from that kind of, we would call it eater side of things, where we just really love food and we want to make sure that, and we know that agriculture is one of the biggest impacts on what we eat. And so they're coming from kind of that angle as well.
Yeah, I have to say I am more on the side of caring about what I eat. And because I actually, you know, did grow up in a rural area. My dad was a hobbyist animal farmer. I won't even get into that. It was like a midlife crisis. It was adorable. But, you know, as an adult, knowing where my food's coming from and being able to taste the difference in food that I might have bought that was sitting on a shelf and something that was fresh and local, that's something really exciting for me. And I think a lot of people are interested in that. You mentioned that there are some problems in the food system. So what does that look like? What are some of the things that you all notice and then you try to bring about policy to change it? What are some of those things?
Yeah, so all of the work that we do is really farmer driven. So the policies that we call it kind of, we're farmer-centered and eater-powered. So the policies that we work on are really identified by farmers so that they're things that maybe it's a regulatory issue or maybe it's, and some things are broader. So, you know, one of the biggest issues I would say that is that there's a lot of consolidation in the food industry and that we have a system of regulations that really are set up to encourage consolidation and kind of more corporate control versus building a very diverse landscape of small farmers and small businesses. And so that is something that we're running up against constantly. So it's a matter of like changing some of those regulations to be able to build and support small farms and a diverse landscape of small businesses.
Can you maybe give us an example of one of the regulations that is troublesome to local farmers or just to maybe better illustrate what it's like in their shoes and what that daily grind is like?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the actually the legislation that we worked on last year, which was our kind of our biggest issue and our one of our biggest wins in the recent history, was around cottage food regulations.
And what is that?
Yeah, so cottage food is food that is made in a home kitchen, and it's usually shelf stable, fairly safe foods like pickles and cupcakes and breads and jams and and jellies and those kinds of things. But prior to the passage of cottage food law in Illinois, you couldn't make that stuff in your home kitchen and sell it to the public. You had to buy a commercial kitchen and rent a commercial kitchen. And buying or renting that was very expensive. Many small farms and people who are just starting their food businesses just do not have, you know, the money to, you know, be able to afford a storefront off the bat. And so changing the law to allow for people to bake stuff in their home kitchen or bake or make stuff in their home kitchen and be able to sell it to the public is, you know, these relatively safe foods allows the folks to be able to start small, grow their businesses, earn a little income, and then eventually be able to scale up into a storefront that wasn't really possible for them before.
Yeah, definitely. That perfectly explains it. Thank you for sharing that. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is on your mission statement, it says, Illinois Stewardship Alliance works to bring about a more just and regenerative local food and farm system. So can you kind of explain that phrase? What does just and regenerative local food and farm system mean exactly?
Yeah, so when we say regenerative, we are talking about agriculture that is not extractive, but that really takes into account building healthy soils and healthy communities at the same time. So agriculture has just like an outsized impact on everything we do. It has an outsized impact on the environment. It has an outsized impact on, you know, the local economy and health, you know, public health. And so the type of agriculture that we want to see is agriculture that is going to help foster the environment, you know, reverse climate change, sink carbon, but also the kind that keeps money in our local economy. So we don't have to, you know, import food from out of our state. We can grow it here in Illinois and feed our communities here in Illinois. So that's kind of what we mean when we say regenerative agriculture.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the just part is making sure that everybody has access to food, to wholesome, healthy food, and also that folks can make a living no matter, you know, their race, ethnicity, or background, or whatever. They can make a living in agriculture, responsibly stewarding the land. And that has, agriculture has some real problems with racial equity, and that has been a, I would say, a real challenge for agriculture in the past and something that we'd like to see changed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I just finished reading a book about the Dust Bowl, and I always thought it was just this phenomena that happened and actually had to do a lot with the agriculture. And it's one of those things, too, that I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I remember reading about that. And I'm wondering if you can kind of give us a modern day example of maybe something that's being done in agriculture that is not necessarily great for the environment or great for our communities. Is there something a modern day that we can look to kind of give an example of something that's not great?
Yeah, so definitely we would love to see more diverse cropping systems. So here in Illinois, we have a system that's basically corn and soybean rotation.
Yeah.
But if you can add in more, either you don't ever want to leave the soil barren, because that is actually what is going to lead to that dust bowl that you were mentioning earlier. So if we can add more conservation practices to fields, so encouraging farmers to plant a third crop over the winter that can help keep the soil healthy and keep the soil in place and grow organic matter. Those are called cover crops. That's definitely a practice that we encourage. And if we can even diversify those rotations even more, so it's not just so corn and soybean heavy. My family is corn and soybean farmers, so definitely that's not a slam on corn and soybeans in any way, shape, or form. But being able to diversify a cropping system and make some of those other crops like wheat or beans or other things to be able to add to those rotations will help build healthier soils and also help be more sustainable for our local communities.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I knew that rotating corn and soybeans was the way to go. I think if you live in central Illinois, you learn that pretty quickly just by driving by every year. But I didn't know about the crops in the winter. So that's fascinating. You said that buying local food is important. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the ways you help bring about local food?
So one of the ways we help people find local food is through our program called, it's not our program, it's a program that we work with a coalition of organizations on, but it's called Buy Fresh, Buy Local Illinois. And it is a directory of many different farms, farmers markets, farm-to-table restaurants, and local food co-ops and grocery stores in Illinois. So basically all the places where you might be able to find and buy local food. And so definitely we encourage folks to check out that website. It's www.buyfreshbylocalillinois.org. So if you go to that website, you can actually filter and search by your proximity, by farming practice, or by the type of product that you're looking for. So it can really spit out a list of farmers or, you know, businesses in your area to help you find what you're looking for.
Yeah. So, you know, I think sometimes getting people to think differently about anything, whether it be agriculture or not, it can be hard. Change is hard. So what are some of the challenges that the stewardship faces in the mission work that you do?
I think that one of the biggest challenges is that we work on a lot of policy, and I think it's really easy for folks to feel cynical about politics, or to feel apathetic, or feel like doesn't matter if I vote, or, you know, if I take action, it's nothing's going to change. Things are entrenched and they are the way they are. But that is just absolutely not true. And it's just a matter of helping people understand and navigate the political process and giving them, you know, easy opportunities to take action and make their voices heard, and then celebrating with them those small victories. And so one of my favorite parts of my job is helping people to be able to understand the political system and understand their power in the political system and the power of people working together to make change. You know, it's hard to make change on your own, but if you find a group, you find an organization, you can work with those folks, that is the way to really create change. And we're seeing it be really successful. And so definitely encourage folks to get involved.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. Working together can move mountains. It may not feel like it always, but it does work. Wanted to ask you, you know, I know that there are maybe even some misconceptions out there about sustainable farming. So is there anything that you'd like to clear up when people hear sustainable farming? I'm not interested in that. Is there anything that you'd like to share that maybe would clear things up about it?
I mean, the word sustainable is problematic because it means so many things to so many different people, and it could mean, you know, economically sustainable, it could be environmentally sustainable, But I think what we're after is a combination of both those things. Like, it cannot just be, you know, we don't want agriculture that is just economically sustainable, because that ends up being extractive. And it can't be just environmentally sustainable, because sometimes then you can't make a living if you put environment over profit. So it has to be both of those things at the same time. And that's the kind of agriculture we're trying to foster.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are really working to find this balance that works for everybody. We're about to wrap things up here. Molly, it's been so great to learn more about you and the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. Before we go, is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you've been wanting to share, or any final message you wanted to leave us with today?
So we have a couple issues that we're going to be working on for the 2022 legislative season. We're definitely looking at farm to school policy. We are looking at regulations that govern farmers, how farmers interact with farmers markets. And we're also looking at livestock processing bottlenecks. And so if you're interested in any of those, keep an ear to the ground and keep an eye out for those issues in the 2022 season.
Excellent. And if people did want to follow that and learn more about the Stewardship Alliance, is there a website they can go to learn more?
Absolutely. www.ilstewards.org.
Excellent. Molly Pickering, thank you so much for joining us today on Community Voices.
Thank you.
You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. Keep listening.